And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let me tell you about something that's really, really special that is happening right now. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red-hot inflation continue? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down, and the Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. After speaking to many other companies we have chosen to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k and IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve hard-earned savings, and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help your money be backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. We have someone on the phone still? Okay. Well, we're going to come back to it in a minute. But check it out. Let me show you President Trump when he came out talking about the First Amendment rights and how they're suppressing President Trump's voice. And the phone line is open if you want to give me a call. Check this out.
Do you feel you have a fair jury?
President Trump, should Congress pass the Ukraine Act?
So thank you very much. As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself. This guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business, that I can tell you. A lot of people are not going to be moving to New York. But this is a rigged case, and this is a case that was put in very strongly because of politics. So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long. This is going on for the week, and this will go on for another 4 or 5 weeks, and it's very unfair. And people know it's very unfair. The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict the worst I've ever seen, and it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out to speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely nothing wrong. I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts saying very strongly there's no case, this occasion has been brought. Trump did nothing wrong, and they say it strongly. Trump did nothing wrong.
Trump did nothing wrong. They shut him down on social media when he was still in the White House, and now they're using judges. They're using the court system to shut him down. I mean, is this not a third world country? Where are the people that's been fighting for the Constitution all of this time? This should not be happening. Okay, we have a phone call.
Yep. First one is Eric from Wisconsin.
Hello, Eric. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Will and Shannon.
Hello.
Good to talk to you.
Yes.
Well, as far as the person that lit himself on fire in that report that you should. That's basically all I've seen as far as coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So really? I am waiting to see what comes out on that and stuff. But
apparently, it's on the front page of Fox News, by the way. They're saying that the guy's in critical condition, so he's still alive. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, anyways, go on.
Can you imagine the pain he's going through right now?
Well, that's when people talk about, you know, doing that. It's like, wow, if you're going to kill yourself, I mean, it'd be so fearful for me just because of the pain that you're going to feel when that when your skin starts burning.
Right.
But anyway, as far as that CNN reporter, the only thought I had there based after your comments, Will, as far as her talking about active shooter and all that, she was holding, and I may be incorrect on this, but she was holding her ear like holding that earpiece or holding it in place to make sure she could hear or something. I'm just assuming. But that's the only thing I could think of as to why she started talking about an active shooter. Maybe that's what she was hearing in her earpiece. And so she's just repeating information she's hearing and, you know, no sign of shots and nothing in sight. So she didn't duck or anything like that. But right. Just giving her the benefit of the doubt. But
no, you, like, know, you're actually
into her earpiece.
Let me just chime in on that. I think you're right. You know, I think that is a possibility that she was probably being fed that information that there's an active shooter, which would still would bring another question. Who's on the other end telling her that there's an active shooter? Where did they get that from? Why did they automatically come out? If someone's feeding her that, why are they automatically saying it's an active shooter? If no one did feed her that, why did she come out and automatically say there was an active shooter? So it leaves questions, but you're spot on.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think that maybe it's quite possible someone was feeding her information while she was doing it at the same time. I agree.
Yeah. On a lighter note, I'm not sure if you've seen this. I think I may have forwarded the email to you, but you never know if that goes through or whatever. But I, you know, get the text messages and the emails from the Trump team and lots of them. And, you know, sometimes they have merchandise that they have.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the one that they have for a personalized 2024 Trump doormat?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. It's a doormat that you can put at your front door.
Uh-huh.
And it's blue and red. The horizontal red third in the middle says Make America Great Again.
Right.
The lower third says Trump 2024, and the upper third has your name because you have to order it, so it puts your family name in there.
Huh.
Well, this picture of it that comes in the email and the text,
it says Johnson.
A name. It says the Will Johnson family because underneath Johnson it says Will.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did see your email, but I didn't see the Will Johnson thing. Yeah, that's funny.
Under Johnson, it shows the first name, but it's in smaller letter.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard to tell. But so it says the Will Johnson family. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, Will.
Look
what
at
an
you.
Honor. You're getting personal endorsement from President Trump.
Well, hey, I like it. I'm gonna have to go dig up that email. What did you put in the subject for it?
I just saw
doormat.
The subject. So let's see.
What's if you can't send it again?
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, because she's gonna see. You know what? If she finds it, we'll put it on the screen.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. She finds we'll put it on the screen.
Okay, I'm sure I forwarded it from the Trump team, so it's whatever subject came with them.
Okay.
But also, I might just put this plug in, too. I recently ordered from your website a couple of the Bison wallets, men's wallets.
Yes.
And those are real nice.
Yes, they
and
are.
They're less expensive than you would think, like $16 or something like that.
You know, a lot of places you go to, a lot of places you go to, they're like $50. They're extremely reasonable.
Yeah, and the colors are real nice. I got two of the two brown ones. And I just say to the folks out there, they make really nice gifts.
Yes, they do.
For, you know, maybe a young man graduating or whatever. But, yeah, I really was happy with that. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I can't find the email. Daggummit.
Send me the email again. Well, if you can, send it to me again. When we find it, we'll put it up on the screen next time.
Okay, yeah. It looks like it. I just saw it's the start of the subject line says knock, knock. So I'll forward that one to you right now. But do I send it to the contact at?
At uniteamericafirst.com, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. Okay, everybody. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back from this break, we're going to come right back to our phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.